All right, we are now recorded for all those folks sleeping in that aren't on the live call. But congratulations again to all you who are up early on the call and ready to get after it here on Friday. Been a great week, a great start to May. Just as I say always, just kind of blown away and excited about this community and team and really family, just kind of where we're going. Dave and I were texting early this morning just about, you know, just kind of excited about the future and just where we're laughing about some of our early goals and we ventured into telesales. So we're just excited about, you know, where we're going. I want to give a big shout out to Mr. Dan Sperling for just getting on the system, and his first app out the gates was a pretty large one. So congratulations, pretty big Trinity. I think it was like $150 a month or something like that. So congratulations, Dan. That's awesome, incredible job. And I definitely want to give another shout out to Mr. John Mantooth. You know, I know I gave him one last week, and I'm excited to do it as much as possible. John kind of trusted us on this venture early on, and I appreciate that, John. But he had a new PR, personal record of 6 apps in one day, which is incredible. So, you know, just continue to raise the bar. I remember when we first started selling over the phone, you know, on the side initially, we would have thought that was an incredible week a few years ago. So that's just incredible. One day, 6 apps. So way to go, man. And I definitely got to give a shout out to my partner, Mr. David Toms. He closed, I don't know if he'll brag on himself, so I want to do it for him, but he had 8 in one day, which is awesome. And I know he is chasing the 10 number. So I know that's that'll happen, but way to go, David, man. So just, you know, again, just all raising the bar. Also, Mr. Rick Kirshner, I want to give you a special shout out. I appreciate your kind words and email, and I appreciate you a lot. Rick is, in my opinion, just a superstar in this industry, a lot of history, and I've learned a ton from you and continuing to. I look at you as much as a mentor to me. I appreciate everything you've shared. And continuing to teach us, and I can't wait to have you share on this call. But Rick, I mean, with a lot of success in this business, but you know, partnering up to do telesales with us, and he's actually got he wrote 7 apps basically in the last week, 5 this week, a couple in the last week, and just kind of getting going. But pretty excited. Thank you, Rick, for all you've shared with us, and we're excited to be partnered with you. And now I want to give a big shout out to my cousin Spencer Holmes. David and I were both celebrating yesterday. It was just a, I don't know, I can't explain it, but Spencer is a cousin. He's like a brother to David and I. And obviously we've all known each other our whole lives and you know, worked together in the past, and just really, really excited, Spencer, to have you already part of the family, but just excited to have you on the part of the SLG family. And we were just, you know, celebrating yesterday, man. Here I am giving him a big introduction, and I don't know if he's on here or not. He was on here. He'll come back. Well, anyway, I will give a second. And I asked Spencer this morning. I literally gave him about 5 minutes notice, but that's okay. Spencer's flexible. But I said, hey, man, would you come on and share on the call? Because, you know, Spencer, David, do you mind texting Spencer? I don't know. I think he was on here, but now I don't see him. But you know, Spencer was he's got little ones, so I'm sure he's feeding them and doing that. So I appreciate him coming on last minute. But Spencer, you know, really just got started with us, and he has never sold a final expense policy. So he's been in the insurance business, but never sold a final expense policy, barely knows what a final expense policy is, and had one carrier to sell, which was Trinity, only because they contract quickly, and, you know, and that was the option he had. And so, you know, being that there's a level of trust there, you know, we just say, hey, man, just start dialing. You will make a sale. Focus on just dialing and quoting. You're going to do fine. You're going to make a sale 100%. And, man, he came out the gates really yesterday. Was the first day really working. He did a little bit on the day before, just a couple dials, and got his first sale. We were just celebrating. So I'll come back to Spencer if I see him come on the call. He may have had something come up with one of his girls. So, like I said, I only gave him 5 minutes notice. But I wanted to have him just kind of share his experience, because I know it's just encouraging to hear. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to kind of move on. I got a few things I wanted to share.
I've been on the whole time, Rich.
Dang, where'd you go on here? Love it, man. Well, sorry, Spencer, you dropped off my board, but I guess there's another. I don't know what happened. But anyway, hey, Spencer, appreciate it, man. So you heard all that then. Well, hey, really no agenda of anything to share. I just wanted people to hear your excitement because I knew.
Keep talking about me for a little bit.
I could go a long time. Here's the thing, Spencer. Well, Spencer is a trustworthy guy, and people like Spencer, and that's why I knew he didn't need to know anything but just start talking to people and he'd make a sale. But that being said, Spencer, anything you want to share about your first experience and fumbling your way through it, take it away.
Yes, fumbling is definitely the right adjective. And congrats to Daniel for his first one being $150 because my first one was $25, but hey, they all count. So, basically yesterday I really wasn't even planning on working this week. I had planned on taking this week off to kind of just train and then get ready to work next week. But one of my contracts came through Wednesday morning. So I called a little bit, maybe an hour or so on Wednesday, and got my feet wet a little bit, had no idea what I was doing. And Rich just said, just don't worry about it. Just go do it. Come on. And then yesterday, kept dialed for probably 5 or 6 hours and did several quotes, which I was proud of. That's all I was trying to do. And then I got back on the dial around 4:30 because I had an appointment. They didn't answer, but I had a couple other leads that I wanted to call. So I dialed them, and then I had a lady pick up. And before you know it, it was probably 3 minutes into the conversation, and I kind of got ahead of myself and just forgot all the training that I had and did the three-way call with Trinity and, was laughing because about 5 minutes into the call after the underwriter had gotten several, all the information from the client, beneficiary, social security number, all that kind of stuff. She kind of said, yeah, normally I get that from the agent, but now I'll get to you and get to the health questions. So I was texting with Rich and Ryan Brooks the whole time being like, what am I doing? I have no idea what I'm doing. But once I midway through it, I was like, well, no matter what happens is, I proved that I can at least gain their trust enough to get to this point. So I felt really good about it. But yeah, I was completely stumbled through it and ended up closing my first one on the first full day. And like I said, it was a small $25 one, but it may as well have been $250 a month because it felt really good. But it was very, very simple once I realized what it did. Those mistakes that I made, I will not make again, which is the beautiful thing about doing this. But yeah, I had no idea what I was doing other than watching videos, listening to training calls, and using Ryan Brooks and Rich and David as major resources, obviously. But felt really good to get on the board, and I'm excited to be a part of the team.
Hey, appreciate it, Spencer. Sorry, now I see you back on the screen. I don't know what happened, but hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it. No problem. Spencer, you're gonna close one today too, right?
Yes, I'm not gonna be able to call quite as long today because I've got some in-laws coming in town. Got to get everything ready, but I'm gonna get at least one today.
Love that. I love that. And that kind of goes into thanks, Spencer. I appreciate it. And that goes into kind of what I want to share a little bit and I appreciate Spencer just jumping in and really that goes a lot. He's friends with Ryan and obviously we're family and, there's a high level of trust there. So when he knows we're not going to tell him to do something that is going to hurt him. And we understand that's not always the case. Sometimes trust, takes a little time, but when we say just get on and dial, you'll figure it out. That is the best way because what I know is, the sooner that you make your first sale from the time you start, the first sale is the most important one. And so my goal for people is they look, get that sale as fast as possible. If you wait to know everything and you're good when you start, you waited way, way too long. And so I appreciate Spencer just jumping in there on faith. He didn't even collect all the applicant information before he called in. But he still did the sale. He forgot, some things and whatever. But the thing is, Spencer's an honest guy, and that people can see that. And he told the interview, it's no big deal, and he made the sale. And so it's just that's really all you got to do. And that's why we say just step up and dial and quote. This is an activity business. Keep it simple. And, I watched an interview, kind of goes into what, and I appreciate Spencer saying he texted us more and said, I'm going to make a sale today. And I loved it because he didn't say, I'm going to try to. He said, I'm going to. And there's so much power in that. You know, I watched this interview with Sylvester Stallone. I'm a big, 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 huge Sylvester Stallone fan because ever since I was a kid, you know, I just so connected with Rocky movies to a point that probably it's over the top. I like that movie too, but I just really connected with it. Not that I'm a boxer, but to me, like everything Rocky represented about how he would step, he was the underdog. I just connected with that, how he would get knocked down. There was people that were better than him, but it was not his talent, but it was just the fact that he would just always get back up. He would get knocked down. He would get back up. And I just, for whatever reason, as a kid, I just connected with it so much that even now I just can't, like, I just love it. And so that's made me really love Sylvester Stallone, because what I realized is that Rocky character is very close to how he really is. That's his right. You know, he wrote that. That's his passion. And so, you know, I listened to him. They said, how, you know, this a question was asked. He said, why do 95% of actors not even make a decent living? Now, when I heard that question, of course, I immediately said, why do 95% of insurance people fail? Why do 95% of people in telesales fail? You know, that's how I internalize it. But his answer was very much, you know, like a Rocky Balboa type of answer. But, you know, what he talked about is beautiful. But what he went on to say was really essentially that it has nothing to do with talent, that he was probably one of the least talented actors. And most people that criticize him would say, you know, agree with that, right? You know, same thing with like an Arnold Schwarzenegger. But it wasn't so much talent, but he gave us some different answers. But really what he said is the power of just going all in and burning bridges and just making a total commitment. And, you know, that to me is just such the secret to success in this, the success in anything is when you just, when you commit to your goals and you go all in, right? Whatever that means. I mean, it can mean different things. I remember like when David and I were learning this telesales thing, you know, we had a lot of things going. We had successful, you know, businesses, you know, in the insurance industry, in the field. You know, his wife had a successful corporate job. You know, my wife had another business that she had. Then we had another business. I mean, we had different things going. But ultimately, we said we want to create more of a lifestyle type of a business. And that was really our dream. And that's kind of the theme that we wanted to move towards. And, you know, at some point, it came to a place that we said, you know what? What if we just really committed to make this happen? Like, what if we went all in? What if we just got rid of everything else, got rid of the safety and security of everything that was comfortable? And what if we just went all in? Now, again, you don't do that right away. But what happened for us was, on one hand, it's like the riskiest thing you ever do because you give up comfort and you give up what, you know, you got this. But at the same time, it's almost the safest thing you ever do, because the minute that you fully commit to something, it all of a sudden becomes easier just because you're fully committed. And I think that's the key to your goals and whatever it is. When you fully commit to a goal, all of a sudden, like, things start to line up for you to achieve that goal. The minute you decide to do something. And, you know, it's just like marriage for me. Like, when I love Leanne, we've been married for 16 years. We dated. I was in love with her when we were dating. But when we were dating, we were still kind of in that dating phase. Your mind's still kind of like, well, you know, you're struggling with this decision. But for me, because of my beliefs and my core, like when the minute that I got married, all of a sudden, all the other decisions I didn't have to make anymore. I was now committed, right? And so then going forward, it was all about really just managing that commitment and not comparing anything we're doing to marriage. That's obviously a whole nother sacred thing, but the principle and the concept is the same. And something my mom taught me was this idea that you make a decision and then you manage that decision. And where this relates to our business, where I really feel like, is that oftentimes people are having to remake the same decisions too many times. And decision-making takes an enormous amount of energy. One thing I heard my dad tell, he said, people don't like making decisions. Most people don't make very many decisions throughout their life and throughout their year. A lot of times people pick their career and don't really put a lot of thought into it, right? They just kind of end up there. And so people don't like making decisions. That's why there's a place for us in sales, by the way, because people know they need burial insurance on people on a fixed income. People know they need life insurance, right? but people don't like making the decision to do it. Our job is not to sell. Our job is to help people that know they need it make the decision. We are decision makers for people. We don't sell people things they don't need. If they don't need coverage, I get off the phone with them. What we do is help the people who need coverage make decisions, because people don't like making decisions. So we got to think that for our business and telesales. I want to give you a perfect example of how this kind of relates, you know, when it, as it relates to leads, for example. You know, when it, if you are ordering leads, and let me back up just a second. If you're still in the dating phase, so to speak, you're kind of checking us out, you're checking this whole system out, you know, you're like, hey, is this the right fit? I get that, right? Just like I dated Leanne before I married her. You know, there's something to dating. We're all independent agents. And again, I'm not comparing it to marriage. You may move on years from now, no big deal. But the thing is, if you're kind of investigating, you place an order, that's one thing. You see if this kind of works. But once you've made a sale and you kind of see, hey, you know what? I kind of like this place. This is a good place for me. I can excel my career here. I like these guys. At that point, at some point, you got to make a decision based on your goals, and you got to manage that decision going forward. Don't take the emotional energy of every time your lead order fills, you then got to struggle with that thought process of reordering leads. That is a decision that should be made one time based on your goals. Now, you can manage that decision and you can increase it, but if you're struggling every time a lead order fills with another order filling, you haven't really made the decision yet. In other words, for me, it's very simple. If you can close, like Spencer, for example, anybody that can close apps, if you've written one app, you can write 100. Okay. If you want to write 25 apps a month, it's pretty simple. Just make sure that you invest about $3,000 to $3,500 in leads this month. To make the decision once, turn your leads on, set your daily cap, and let it roll. Don't think about it again. The numbers work, because if you write 25 apps and you sell 15,000 AP, are you going to lose money when you sell 15,000 AP and you invested 3,500 leads? Now you say, well, I don't know what percentage is GI, what percentage chargeback. It doesn't matter. If you're selling 15,000, you're not going to lose money. I don't know what your net profit's going to be, but it will increase over time. Your skill will get better. You're going to have more back end money, and you just scale up. But to me, it's pretty simple. But emotionally, people struggle with making the same decision over and over that only needs to be made once. Okay. So when David and I made this decision, before we were very good, by the way, we said, hey, we are going to never turn our leads off, because we're going to make a decision one time and we're going to force ourselves to get good. And we've never turned our leads off, not one time. Even when we were using different sources, it didn't matter. When we were using only Datalog at the very beginning, when it would fill up with reorder. I mean, we understand that if we're going to be in telesales, we're in the lead business, we have to keep leads coming in. We're going to make the decision once. Now, if we decide to move a different career and you don't want it, this isn't for you, whatever, that's fine. But if you're going to do this, look at your goals in advance. How many policies do you want to sell? If you need help, I'll help you. I'll tell you exactly how much you need to spend. It's not rocket science. It's really not. You know, the numbers may vary just a little bit based on your skill level, you know, but some people, you know, if you're stuck at 5 apps a week and you want to increase that to 7, right? Your skill level may can do that. But if you want to increase it to 10, you're going to have to go up on, you know, manage that decision on your leads and go up a little bit. But the point is, I know a lot of you have already made this decision, but some of you, you're still kind of struggling each time. And it's just one of those things that you can kind of take, work through the decision one time, make the commitment, and then manage it. And I just will challenge you. The second thing is just, you know, think about your goals this way and just commit to your goals. You know, make a commitment to your goals, whatever that is. If your goal, you know, I heard something a long time ago, it really stuck with me. This guy said, you know, he said, I'm going to quit, you know, I'm going to quit smoking. He told his pastor, I'm going to quit smoking. And the pastor started walking up and said, come on up here with me. And he said, what are you doing? So I'm going to go tell everybody you're going to quit smoking. And then he said, well, don't do that. Then I'll have to, you know. And the point is, it became real because now you're committing to it. And I just always stuck with me. Not that we want to go advertise our goals to everybody, but it's kind of why I love Spencer saying, hey, I'm going to make a sale today. That is a commitment. That is a commitment that he's going to do it. You know, so many people are, well, I'll try. You know, I had a guy I was working with for a long time, you're going to make six figures. Well, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try. Well, then you're not going to do it. You know, are you going to stay married to your wife? Yeah. Are you going to make six? And finally, yes. You know what happened? Started making six figures because he committed to that. And so there's power in just commitment to whatever your goal is. So anyway, I had a couple other things I was going to share, but I appreciate Spencer coming on. I don't want to take up the whole call, but I just want to cover those things about just making a decision to, and then managing that decision, especially as it relates to leads specifically to us, and just making a commitment to your goals. But with that said, Mr. David Toms, I'm going to turn it over to you to wrap up and share anything you want to share. And we'll have a great end of the week here. So, David, you are unmuted. Take it away.
Hey, can you hear me? Rich, can you hear me?
Yeah, Rich. Sorry, I accidentally muted my line too. Yeah, I got you. You're good.
Oh, you're good. Hey, man, unbelievable stuff, and I appreciate Spencer jumping on and, you know, and just piggybacking off of everything that you said. It couldn't be more true. You know, before I kind of jump in to talk about what I'm going to briefly, you know, if you just observe, you don't even have to study, just observe successful people. Anybody at the top of any given profession, there's a lot of similarities that they have. And so just take note of it. You know, Rich talked about Sylvester Stallone, and, you know, whether it be Sylvester Stallone, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, or the CEO of a company, you know, they have a common belief. They decided that they were going to make it. And one of the things that really inspires me when I, you know, follow successful people is exactly what Rich talked about. You know, they look at time as their single greatest asset, and I've started to adapt that myself. And what I mean by that is, or my interpretation of time being your greatest asset is this: you know, like Rich mentioned earlier, the moment the decision was made that this was the lifestyle business we were doing, in our mind, in my mind specifically, I had already achieved it without a shadow of a doubt. You know, because when I knew I was going to make it in this business in telesales and continue to step up and add a brick one layer at a time, I knew that my commitment to putting in the action required, the work required, would not deviate. So, you know, just like I know I'm going to figure out how to produce $1 million in a very duplicatable way by writing 7 apps consistently every single day, I've achieved it in my mind. The time in which it comes to fruition, or when it takes place, that's just the distance between everyone else seeing it. But I know it's happening. Just like I knew we would make it in telesales. Just like everyone on the call will do the same thing. The moment that you decide it's going to happen, like Rich talked about in marriage, that is such a great analogy. Nothing's going to deviate you from that. If there is, then you haven't truly understood the definition of the word commitment. So if you know what the word commitment means, you're going to achieve it. If your goal is to write one app a day, then the only thing that's required is committing to it, because you'll figure out the amount of effort and action you have to put in to make one app a day a consistent reality. I sent Rich, and I'll share it on Slack after the call, a picture of my goals almost a year ago from today. It was actually December 12th, I believe, 2018, where my goal was 15 apps in a month, okay? Not even one app a day. And I wanted to share that with everybody because, you know, you don't need to go from never writing business to I'm going to write 50 apps a month. That's great, but the way that we teach is only through how we perform and how we do it. Nothing's theory. Everything is how we've done it, because there's a lot of different ways to achieve. But our strategy was one brick at a time, and we've continued to build on that momentum, getting 1% better every day. And that 1% better every single day strategy, that all started with what Rich said, the commitment to achieve, has worked. You know, from going to 15 apps in a month goal to writing 8 apps in a day, you know, that is a dramatic difference. And now I understand that there is no true limit to what you can achieve. It's once you decide what you want to achieve, make the commitment, and then just continue to solve, continue to figure it out. You know, the biggest thing that I have learned to leverage is fear. Because my definition of fear, the way I understand it is, you know, the only time you ever need to be afraid of something is if you don't know how to fix the problem. For example, you know, if I'm standing at the, you know, on a 100-story building and the building's falling over, I might be afraid of something because I don't know how to get out of that situation. That's where the fear sets in. Now, if I order 100 leads, I'm not worried about or afraid or fearing, will I make a profit? Do you want to know why I'm not afraid of that? Because I understand the way to become profitable and leverage that fear is take action and make dials. Because if I make dials, the system will always work, always. So I focus on the system and the outcome will always follow the action. So don't be afraid or fear of ordering leads. Trust yourself. Trust your action. Spencer, what he did yesterday made me so happy because for lots of different reasons, but, you know, don't overthink it. Just do it. You know, Art Williams, just do it. You know, you want to make 100 figures? Great. Just do it. You want to make 250 grand? Great. Just do it. But the first thing you got to do is make one sale and just take fear away. You know, every one of the things that I do every day is figuring out, you know, I look at, you know, energy of flowing in two directions. You know, it's either positive or it's negative. And I'm trying to shut the avenue off to any negative thought. And it happens every single day because it's just ingrained in us throughout our whole entire lives from the moment we were born to every day, whether it's TV, radio, whatever it is, you know, shut the negative stuff off. If you find yourself saying, I want to write 3 apps in a day, and the moment you say that, if you feel something negative, well, I can't do that. Acknowledge that negative thought and then get it the hell out of your head and just say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Whatever your goal is, just have something that you're moving towards. If it's one app a day, that is your target. You're moving towards it. That's your purpose. That's your total commitment. Work towards it. Once you solved it, if you want to move to the next thing, just make that crystal clear. Because I promise you, anything that you want to do, you'll do it. We'll never, ever teach you how to do something we haven't first done and are currently doing. And that's been one of the biggest triggers for me personally that's allowed us to continue to take one step forward at a time. And trust me, we had to take lots of giant leaps backwards in order to get back forward. But we're willing to take certain things of education. And let me give you a perfect example, okay? Leads. You know, there. If you order 50 leads and 45 of them are absolute garbage, who cares? I'm not worried about the 45 bad garbage leads. My entire complete focus is capturing the 5 of them that want to purchase the life insurance. I focus every day on having zero emotional connection to a negative response or a negative lead or how bad it is. I don't care. If they don't want it, I'm moving on because I know based on everybody's numbers in this entire business that the sales are in the bunch. So don't get upset. Let somebody else complain about a negative lead because the moment you start thinking these leads are trash, that's energy. You know, my energy is focused on the moment I hear somebody who needs it and wants it, I want to be upbeat, positive, because I'm the best in this business and I'm going to help them. People want to work with me. If I start drifting off to the negative side of things, I am not at my best. And if I'm not at my best, I may not be able to help that person at that time. So let everybody else complain about leads. Be the 1% who doesn't. Why don't be that guy? I promise you, I've ordered more leads than anybody probably combined at this point, and I see the same leads you see. I get the same leads you do. I've gone from 5 leads a day, 10 leads a day, every step of the way. Just focus on pound through them until you find the one that's interested because they're there. So the one thing that I would say take away from this call for me is don't overthink it. Focus on the positive lead and don't be afraid. And then, and last but not least, don't attach your emotion to anything with the leads. They don't want it. Great. That's one person that you don't have to worry about dialing again. And the next person that answers could be your next sale. So I almost didn't even want to say anything because Rich, you did such an incredible job in the information that you gave, and Spencer, you knocked it out the park. And again, I do want to acknowledge Rick too, because we're so grateful for the knowledge that you provide, because you've been in this industry for a really long time. And like we say on every call, this is a community of like-minded people, everybody with the same goal and the same vision to create an amazing lifestyle for their families. And we truly have an unlimited income potential. So, you know, don't try to, you know, jump before you crawl. Take it one step at a time. Don't compare yourself to any single person. Continue to focus on your 1% improvement, and there is no limit to where this business is going, because like Rich says every day, today is the hardest day it'll ever be. So let's get back to it. Let's have an incredible finish to the week, and good luck, everybody, and thanks so much for the call, Rich.
All right, good stuff, guys. Let's all have a personal best today and end the week strong. We'll talk to you next week.